Hey yo man, it's your time. And fuck poverty. This money, man.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Phil and Leroy Judgmental Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Phil.
And I'm Leroy. Alright, we doing our Super Bowl wrap-up. The Chiefs beat the 49ers. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime. Do you want some stats or
not really? I mean, it was a boring, dull type game.
Yeah, it was boring.
Like I said, it was going to be.
It was boring in the first half, but it kind of picked up and got action packed towards the end.
Man, action packed. The game was a boring Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did I say? I said 24-21, so I wasn't far off.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is Kyle Shanahan just a fumbler, or this is his third Super Bowl he lost? He lost the he was the coordinator for the Falcons and Broncos, the Patriots when they came back. Yeah. So, that's his first one. The second one was Patrick Mahomes' first Super Bowl where he where San Francisco had a lead. San Francisco had a lead with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They got the ball and they ran the ball for 5 yards. And so that's first down. Second and third down, he passed the ball twice, incompletes. They had to punt the ball, and Chiefs came and scored and won the game. I'm like, what the hell was he thinking about? You had one running play that was 5 yards. It's second and five. Why are you passing the ball like that? I couldn't believe it.
Because he's really a pass-first type of coach. And then they got McCaffrey, and you got to give him touches. But they would rather throw the ball all day, just like these other teams.
Now, there's the controversy there with the Travis Kelce. I was just about to call him Jason. Travis Kelce bumping Coach Andy Reid. So here's Travis and his brother talking about it on their podcast. What is it? Up the Heights or whatever? Hold on, we'll find a name. But listen to the his description of the situation.
He did exchange with Coach Reid.
New Heights. I'm sorry. I said Up in the Heights. New Heights.
So heated.
Yeah, where it looks like you caught Big Red off guard a little bit.
As he said, I got him with a cheap shot. People are all over this, and I mean,
as they should.
And I get it. I can't.
Yeah, you crossed the line. I think we can both agree on that.
I can't get that fired up to the point where I'm bumped.
Fired up. Okay.
Make sure you know that he was fired up.
Okay, put that in your memory bank. Fired up. That's one. Let me see if competitor or compete will be the second one.
Of course it will.
Been coaching, it's getting him off balance and stuff. When he stumbled, I was just like, oh shit, in my head.
Supposedly, it was not supposedly, he was mic'd up for the Super Bowl, but the NFL just happily not released the conversation between them two when he bumped the coach.
And I knew they had it because he's one of the big stars. Of course he's going to be mic'd up in the Super Bowl for later shit. They didn't want to air it, and they wanted to brush over the story. They didn't want people to talk about it.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest. The yelling in his face, too, is over the top. I think there's better ways to handle this.
So when Kelce said, when I bumped him and then he stumbled, I said, oh, shit. No, he didn't, because then he cursed him out after that.
Yeah.
One thing if all that happened before, but it was after. Then he still cursed him out.
And did you see how the players was coming up to try to grab him?
Mm-hmm.
Respectively.
Yeah. I know. I'm a passionate guy.
Passion.
I love Coach Reid. Coach Reid.
Yeah, passion.
Knows how much I love to play for him, how much passion, I love to be.
Passion, fiery competitor, all this type shit. You know what I mean?
You know, a product of his coaching career. I'm not playing for anybody else but Big Red. If he calls it quits this year, I'm out there with him, man.
He ain't calling it quits. Come on now.
He's not. And I got a certain relationship with him. He's checked me a few times, and I just wanted to let him know that I wanted this thing and that he can put it on me, and I got him. And, you know, it's just it came in a moment where we weren't playing very well. I wasn't playing very well, and we had to get some.
The ball wasn't being thrown to you, and they sat him out on one drive, right? Or they sat him down on the third down?
They sat him out, and then that's the one that they fumbled on.
Yeah.
So he was all bitching and complaining. I'm pretty sure he was like, motherfucker, I told you don't take me out the game.
So you think he cussed?
Yeah.
Shit going, and sometimes
emotions ramped up.
Sometimes
emotion. So he's emotional. Do we use emotional in that one?
Mm-hmm.
Or, okay.
Sometimes those emotions get away from me, man, and I've that's been the battle of my career. But everybody else, I don't give a shit what anybody else says. I talked to Coach Reed about it today, and we kind of chuckled about it. And yeah, he just,
y'all won. That's the only reason why.
I couldn't be.
A lot of things are different when you win. That's the same thing how they say a music artist, when they in controversy, all you gotta do is make a hit song. Mm-hmm. People are just brushed by it. You won. That's the reason why.
You, mm-hmm, you know, more proud of being his product on the field, and I couldn't be more proud of, you know, where we've come as a team since I got here in 2013. I just love playing for the guy, man. Yeah. And unfortunately, sometimes my passion comes out.
Passion. He used that one already, right?
I don't know.
Where it looks like it's negativity, but I'm grateful that he knows that it's all because I want to win this thing.
He knows
with
that.
Him more than anything.
And that's what fires me up. First of all, you didn't try and push him. You ran up on him.
No, the push is this. Yeah, you know,
it was accidental that you hit him that hard. I know that. You came up hot because you were pissed off. Doesn't look great. Obviously,
no.
The optics of it look really bad, but nobody knows you're in Big Red's relationship. He's obviously made light of it already. You guys have already talked about it. I just love when people who don't have anything to fucking do with the situation get all riled up. Like, they're offended. Not the guy that actually was involved.
Who's riled up and offended?
Well, AJ Brown and Tariq Hill both came out and said if it was a black person, we know how things would have went different. So why don't Kelsey address that? Because that's his teammate. Or did he retire? I don't know.
Involved in it. The people that don't know what you choose relationship are or how this went down, no, they're the ones that get offended.
Yeah.
We both know that one of our weaknesses is our emotions, and one of our strengths is our emotions. I was just talking about this. I did a podcast, actually, with Shaq this past week. And on that podcast, I talked about this. One of our greatest downsides is that we're not great at controlling our emotions. And it's something that I truly wish we were better at. I had a similar situation come up earlier in the year with Nick Sirianni, where you see me yelling at him, and I'm not happy at the optics of that or want that to happen. But Nick knows that it comes from a place of just heated competition.
Competition competitor. Only y'all can pull that off. let even one of his teammates, I was about to say like T.O. or something like that.
Because we saw that happen so many times when the brothers done it, and it was a bigger issue, a big outcome. Everybody blew up the story. Everybody was talking about it. This kind of flew under the radar.
And I know it's not acceptable, but at the end of the day, these emotions are also what make us so bought in and the teammates that we are. You know, your coaches talked about the night before how emotional and passionate your speech was. You don't get that without also having this. Unfortunately, that's the crux of being a passionate individual. And you know, obviously, I wish that we were better at controlling our emotions. And hopefully, you know, you can be better next time. But Andy knows, and Andy knows that when this happens, the next thing he needs to do is fire a play up for you, because you're going to come out there and you're going
to, oh goodness gracious,
take that aggression out on somebody.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to make
aggression.
Suspend them for a game and find them. Either Kansas City or the NFL to set an example. This is not what you're supposed to do on TV.
You got a good point, but they not, because they won.
I already know they not.
Yeah, they won.
They don't even want to talk about it. His mic being mic'd up, they should have let us hear what he had to say.
Light of this situation.
I'm not letting us hear that. That tell you right there is already a cover up. That I don't want to talk about it.
And I don't either, man. It's definitely unacceptable. And I immediately wish I had took it back. Coach Reed actually came right up to me after that and didn't even have harsh words for me. I was ready to get a fucking ass chewing and for him to just tell me to fucking be better. And he just let him know, hey man, I love your passion. I got cameras on me all over the place, man. You know, this is that. Yeah. You don't want
he's
things
letting
to come
you know
off.
Not to be like that. Yes.
Yeah.
Like he's a rookie in the NFL. Right. Like he don't know that. And this is the Super Bowl. Cut it out.
So I get bumped, but I'm going to come and tell you to watch out. It's cameras on me, so don't bump me again.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. And you see the way he cursed a lot. So that tells me right there he was cursing when he was talking to Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm. It's the competitiveness.
And man, it just made me, just fired me up even more to go out there and get a fucking victory for him, man. Because that's how much I love that dude, man.
No doubt.
So, Big Red, sorry if I caught you with that cheap shot, baby.
You gotta have your head on a swivel, because next time he gets fired up at you, he's coming hot at you. You know that.
Oh yeah, I deserve it. If he would have cold cocked me in the face right there, I would have just ate it and just been like, yeah, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not even gonna, me and Coach Bieniemy used to get after it like that. I honestly, he gets fired up, I get fired up. We just love playing this shit, man.
I'm not trying to make this situation acceptable, but
sounds like it, both y'all are.
This is what happens when you have highly motivated, passionate individuals.
Oh, not with this shit.
Who know that, like, this doesn't happen if you and Andy aren't as close as you are. No. That's what nobody fucking knows. The reason this happens is because you guys have so much respect for each other.
Let me finish this.
The reason this happens is because you two love each other so much and respect each other so much, sure, that you feel open enough to have an interaction like this. You don't care that everybody's watching this. This is between you and him. And you guys need to get this figured out, because you know the fucking game's on the line.
It's the best shit, man. Fuck, fire me up, baby.
You don't become the best tight end in the world by being a fucking reasonable, like, level-headed fucking person.
What does that have to do with? There's a whole bunch of great tight ends.
Yeah, he's saying a lot of fluff. It's all bullshit. If he wasn't Kelsey, he wasn't who he was, and he wasn't dating Taylor Swift, it'd have been a bigger issue.
That's not how it fucking works, all right? You be the best in the world by being a fucking insane human being. That's how it happens.
It wasn't me mad at Coach Reid as it looks. It was the frustration of our team not having success. But
he still didn't tell us what he said to him.
Mm-hmm. That's between them two.
Yeah, okay. We know when a guy's pissed off or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Turning the ball over and me being
on the sideline.
On the sideline and fucking, yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Damn it. We got to do better. We got to get, like, it was me showing my passion and frustration and letting Coach know he can put it on me and I'll make sure I get this shit done. That's what that was. It wasn't me yelling at him to do something.
It was pleading with your head coach to let you go out there and win this motherfucker. That's what it was. Me and you both know what.
Why didn't he ask his brother what he said? Nobody's asking him what he said to the coach, because they know, you know what I mean? It wasn't nice.
Mm-hmm.
But it was.
Yeah.
However that came across, it didn't come across in the most correct way it should have, in a way that's respectful to Andy. But Andy knows what you mean to him and what he means to you.
All right, now, so the next clip is with the brothers have to chime in on this on Undisputed. Here we go. We got Richard Sherman. Listen to this.
Jarrett Bell have a point.
I mean, yeah, you got a point. You're a black man in America. It's been like that since for a long time. But at the end of the day, in this situation, they won the ball game. That's why it's not a big deal. That's why it's not going to get blown up.
That's what I said, because they won. If they didn't win, they'd have been talking about it more. But I don't think it'd probably been a still. It wouldn't have been as big of a deal if let's just say A.J. Brown. I hate bringing up Terrell Owens and all that stuff. Let's say it was A.J. Brown or someone else would have done it. It would have been big, but it wouldn't have been as big.
Everybody would expect it to any other time. If they lost this game, we'd be sitting there saying that was the reason, that was the breaking point. Hey, this may be the end of the dynasty. That's when the things start crumbling right there. The pressure got to be too much. Was it the Taylor Swift effect? We'd be talking about all that. They won the game. So that's why they get to downplay it. They get to say it wasn't that big a deal. Andy Reid's going to downplay it.
And your boy looked like he was like, oh, shit, we about to start recording? And he, like, half-dressed.
But you're right. If it was A.J. Brown,
that's your boy.
If it was A.B., if it was T.O.
back in the day,
I mean, we'd be talking about that being a storyline of his career, of his legacy, of who
agreed.
He is.
Yep. Even Skip said the same thing. Yeah, right. That's true.
Because remember, anytime Richard Sherman showed passion, they were talking about him in the negative light.
Remember it was a big deal. I forgot to mention Keyshawn's name when I said that he looked like he was they was trying to record and he ran out and said, "Oh shit!" But remember when what's the lady's name? Is that Fox? the Fox host. Yeah, it's Fox because she does the Eagles games, the big Eagles games, the sideline reporter. And did they win the Super Bowl? No, they didn't. They was going to the Super Bowl, and he like howled at. He wasn't howling at her. He was just amped up, and he was like hollering in the microphone, mm-hmm. and everybody thought they were like, "Why are you hollering in mm-hmm. that woman's ear and all that stuff?" The same thing. I forget mm-hmm. her name. I see her face, but I don't remember her name.
Yeah, 100%. This situation is different. I mean, we talk.
Like, boy, he was just so aggressive. He didn't say anything to her. He was like aggressive, like talking yep. to the camera. Oh, he was just so aggressive. And then they asked her, and she said, well, I didn't see anything, you know, a big deal mm-hmm. about it. Because he wasn't talking to her. He was howling at the camera. He was mad at Crabtree, I think. It must have been against San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I think so, because I think, yeah, it was San Francisco, because the championship game was Kaepernick was the quarterback. And he was talking shit about Crabtree, and he was howling at the camera. And she was had the microphone there, and they were saying like, "Oh wow, he was so aggressive while in front of her and all that stuff."
Mm-hmm. Talked about CD.
Aaron Andrews, is that her name?
It could have been. She's
one. CD Lamb and Dak. When all CD Lamb did was just walk away, nodded his head, and then walked away and sat on the sideline, didn't say anything. We still talked about how he was on the sideline and his actions and was he
dismissing Mike McCarthy Dak? Felt like he needed to go over and sort of talk him back up, you know, right. like yeah.
And this situation, this guy, Travis, went and said whatever he said to Andy, bumped him, and did all that, and we're going to downplay it because they won the game. So, I mean, Jared has a point, but at the end of the day, they won the game, so that's how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't have been a big issue, but it would have been an issue if they didn't win, like he said. But if regardless
of— issue if they didn't win.
Okay,
they were still covered up and play, downplayed it the way they do because they love Kelce and they love the fact that he dating Taylor Swift. You know what I mean? So it wouldn't have been a big issue.
Okay, if they still won the Super Bowl, but it was Pacheco,
they're probably saying he got anger issues and they probably need to treat him.
Okay, what about? Don't laugh. What about Patrick Mahomes? Now he teetering on both sides of the fence now.
Pat Mahomes wouldn't have done it.
Well, let's get into some of your prop predictions that you made. We skipped the length of the national anthem. I didn't even see the national anthem. And speaking of that, there is some controversy because they did the Negro national anthem. I didn't see none of this stuff when I was watching the game. Like, when did they do Lift Every Voice and Sing? Like, how
the
can
girls,
you do?
She sung it.
Oh, I didn't yeah, see.
Did. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had it on and I seen it, but I wasn't really paying attention.
And then another thing before I get into this, people were talking about some commercials. I didn't know Kanye West had a commercial. I'm like, Kanye West had a Super Bowl commercial? What was I looking at?
I didn't see it either, but you know, I don't pay attention to commercials.
And then our first Slim Shady, Michael Rapaport, had a Super Bowl commercial. I didn't see that neither. I'm like,
I didn't see any commercials. So any commercial you tell me about, I'm probably not going to be able to talk about.
All right, the second one was the coin toss. The coin toss was heads, which was San Francisco won it and deferred it to, no, Kansas City won it and deferred it to San Francisco. You picked tails. The game winner was Kansas City. You picked Kansas City, which was correct. The game total, over 47.5 or under 47.5. You won it by the barely skin of your teeth.
A win is a win. It don't matter what it
yeah.
is.
47. 47 was the total points. First offensive play of the game, it was a run play. You picked run, so that was correct. Would there be a score in the first 6 minutes and 59 seconds? I thought that was way too long of a time for a score in the Super Bowl. They sure fooled us. It was a no. You said yes. A team to score first was San Francisco, and you picked San Francisco as a field goal in the second quarter. This is number eight. Jersey number of first touchdown score, was it odd or even? It was an odd number. You said even, and it was McCaffrey for the touchdown. He wears number 23, Michael Jordan. First accepted penalty will be against. It was Kansas City. It was false start on San Francisco. So you picked San Francisco was the first accepted penalty to be against. would it be a score in the last 2 minutes or the first half? It was a yes. It was a field goal by Kansas City. You said no. 23 yards was the field goal. Number 11, will a team score three consecutive times? The answer was yes. You said no. Kansas City had a field goal, and a touchdown in a row. San Francisco had touchdown. Kansas City had. A team will score. Will a team score three consecutive times? It was a yes, but you said no. Kansas City scored three straight times. It was a field goal, and a touchdown. Three straight times.
I don't remember them scoring three straight times, but okay if you say they did.
Not three straight drives. They scored three times before.
Right, three times football. Before the other team scored. Yeah,
yeah, you can look at it. Yeah.
All right, I didn't know that.
Passing yards, Brock Purdy, over 247.5 or under 207.5? It was over 207.5. You said it was under. He had 255 yards passing. Passing yards for Patrick Mahomes, over 262.5 or under 262.5? It was over. You said under. He had 333 yards passing. Rushing yards for Christian McCaffrey, over 90.5 or under 90.5? It was under 90.5. Phillip said under. He had 80 yards rushing. Total receiving yards for Travis Kelce, over 70.5 or under 70.5? It was over 70.5. Phil said over. He had 93 yards of receiving. Who did we expect? Number 16. Length of the longest successful field goal in yards, over 46.5 or under 46.5? It was over 46.5. Philip was right. It was over 46.5. The 57 was the longest by Kansas City. Team with the longest field goal, San Francisco or Kansas City? Kansas City, of course, as we just said. Phil said San Francisco. Length of the longest touchdown in yards, over 44.5 or under 44.5? It was under. Phil said over. And the longest passing touchdown. No, it was the longest touchdown. I'm sorry. It was 21 yards. Team with the longest touchdown, San Francisco or Kansas City? San Francisco is the one with the 21 yards. It was that, was that the second quarter when they did that pass to Christian McCaffrey? That was the longest touchdown. You said Kansas City. Total quarterback sacks, over 44.5 or under 4.5. It was under 4.5. Phil said over, but you barely missed it because they got four sacks compared to the four sacks, you know, combined. I think Patrick Mahomes was sacked three times and Purdy was sacked once. So you barely missed it. Total turnovers, over 2.5 or under 2.5. It was over 2.5. Phil said over. It was four turnovers. Number of challenges indicated by coaches, over 1.5 or under 1.5. It was under 1.5. Phil said it was over. Will they be a missed extra point, 1 point or 2 points? Yes or no? Yes, they missed the San Francisco got their gear field goal. Extra point blocked. I was about to say field goal. Phil said no, it wasn't. Color of Caterade Babs, you didn't really care. But boy, that was such a big conversation on what was the color of the Gatorade that a whole bunch of people must have had bet on what the color of the Gatorade would be. You didn't really pick. So it was red or pink or any other color because it was purple. Yeah, that was a big story that I was looking at. What was the color? So a whole bunch of people must have betted on that. And oh boy, the most hardest one, final at 25, position of the MVP, quarterback, any other position. It's always a quarterback. So it was a quarterback and Phil picked quarterback. So that's your props bet that we picked. Did you want to say anything?
No.
You can reach the Judgmentals on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube at PNL Judgmentals. Instagram at the2_judgmentals. or you can email us at pnljudgmentals@gmail.com. Sorry, Foo.
Sorry, y'all. Not my Facebook. Comments on my photos. That's why I stay on the Lolo. Most of y'all is associates, so I be on my Dolo. Hold up, walk that. Whoa, hold the phone. You think all I do is rap? I can do it on my own. That's why I produce the track. No wonder where my crew is at. They'll be back. Niggas see me walk.